From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the Israeli city Tel Aviv, two Palestinian gunmen opened fire late Wednesday on shoppers and diners at a marketplace near the defense ministry, killing four, wounding five. Police have both shooters, identified as cousins from Hebron, in custody. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who returned to Israel from a visit to Moscow, immediately held a meeting with his security chiefs.
This is a savage crime of murder and terrorism in the heart of Tel Aviv. It's done by criminal terrorists who don't value human life or are willing to murder innocent citizens.
U.S. condemned in the strongest possible terms what it called a horrific and cowardly attack. An Israeli police spokesman said an investigation is underway, but there have been no attacks on Israeli civilians or police in Tel Aviv since an incident New Year's Day. No concrete intelligence a terror strike was in the works. Israel has seen a relative lull following several months of Palestinian attacks, mostly with knives, on Israeli civilians and security forces. A Nigerian rebel group has rejected the government's offer of talks to end pipeline attacks that are disrupting the country's oil production. The Niger Delta Avengers also said the group blew up an oil well belonging to the Chevron Corporation in the Warri North area. The Avengers have claimed responsibility for a wave of attacks in southern Nigeria on facilities owned by Chevron, Shell, and Eni. Analysts say the damage has cut Nigeria's oil output by at least 25%, more than 500,000 barrels a day. The government said this week it was forming a committee to open a dialogue with rebels. A previous wave of attacks in the south ended in 2009. This is VOA News. In Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Arab and Kurdish fighters is preparing to enter the Islamic State-held city of Manbij. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Christopher Garver said the Syria Democratic Forces, numbering some 3,000, are on the outskirts of the town, and an assault is likely just days away.
Not a matter of hours. I think they're a matter of days out. At the pace they're moving now and at the speed that they've been able to fight the enemy, we think they're a matter of days before they conduct the attack on the city. That being said, the enemy gets a vote, and if Daesh puts up a stiffer resistance, that could slow down just in any type of normal fighting. But we think they're not hours out. We think they're days out. And we anticipate that assault to come in the coming days.
The campaign's success would cut off the IS group from recruits and fighters flowing in from Turkey. Approximately a dozen SDF fighters have been killed in the week-long offensive, some 100 others wounded. Iraqi security forces have retaken a southern neighborhood in Fallujah from Islamic State fighters, the government's first presence in the western city in more than 2 years. A U.S. defense spokesman in Baghdad said brigades from three divisions, counterterrorism units, federal police, and travel fighters, are pushing toward the city's center. Meanwhile, there are indications the number of civilians trapped in Fallujah is much larger than first thought. Lisa Grand is the U.N. humanitarian coordinator for Iraq.
I think we thought that there would be about 40 to 50,000 civilians who were at grave risk. What we now think, based on the stories that people are telling us, is that there are probably closer to 90,000 civilians that are still inside of Fallujah, that are still trapped, that still can't reach safety.
The Pentagon spokesman said the fate of the civilians is a tough problem and being watched closely. A suicide bomber detonated a car bomb outside a police headquarters near Turkey's border with Syria Wednesday, killing at least five. The blast, which the government blames on Kurdish separatists, occurred in the town of Midyat in mostly Kurdish southeast Mardin province. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, addressing a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, called for closer security cooperation in the fight against terrorism.
The fight against terrorism has to be fought at many levels. And the traditional tools of military intelligence or diplomacy alone would not be able to win this fight.
The Prime Minister praised the U.S. effort to achieve a stable, democratic Afghanistan and underscored the growing economic and cultural ties between the countries. Forces loyal to Libya's new unity government claim to have advanced deep inside the coastal city of Sirte, considered an Islamic State stronghold. A brigadier general told the Associated Press his forces seized a key bridge and are only 5 kilometers from the city's center. The British government says it will extend the period of voter registration for the European Union referendum June 23rd by 48 hours to meet a last-minute surge in applications that crashed the voter registration website. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.